Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of our show, Terry.
Welcome, welcome, halftime enthusiast and music mavens. You've just tuned in to another electrifying episode of The Music and Me with me, the halftime harmony enthusiast herself, Terry. Today, we're diving headfirst into a stadium-sized spectacle that's more than just touchdowns and tackles. It's the musical feast we all eagerly anticipate during the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, you might be wondering, why should I listen to Terry's take on Super Bowl halftime hits? Well, it's because I've got the inside scoop on the tunes that make the pigskin pulse and the crowd roar. Whether you're a diehard sports fanatic or just here for the tunes, this episode is your VIP pass to the sonic roller coaster that is the Super Bowl halftime experience. I'm about to spill the beans on my top picks, the performances that had me dancing in my living room, singing along with the stars, and left me with halftime happiness that lingered long after the last note. From legendary icons to unforgettable collaborations, we're about to embark on a musical journey that's as thrilling as a game-winning touchdown. But before we dive into the hits, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share the podcast with your fellow halftime hype enthusiasts. Let's turn The Music and Me into a halftime haven where we celebrate the tunes that make our hearts race and our spirits soar. Spread the word like confetti at a halftime fiesta, because good vibes are meant to be shared. So, without further ado, grab your favorite game day snacks, kick back, and let's explore the beats that make Super Bowl halftimes unforgettable. Let's get this party started. So, over the past few days, I've been on a halftime journey that's made my living room the hottest ticket in town. Originally, I planned to dive into the last 10 Super Bowl halftime shows, but then I had an epiphany. What if I missed the magic of Beyoncé and the grandeur of Madonna? Unthinkable. So, I strapped in for the entire dozen, popcorn in hand and dancing shoes at the ready. From the pulsating beats of Queen Bey to the iconic moves of the Material Girl, each halftime show has been a feast for the senses. Now, I'm about to spill the halftime tea on my top five favorites, the ones that had me singing, dancing, and replaying in my mind like the ultimate halftime encore. Get ready to join me on this musical roller coaster, where the artist, the songs, the production, and the choreography collide in a halftime harmony that's nothing short of legendary. First, let's take a little trip down the memory lane of this iconic halftime tradition. The Super Bowl halftime show has evolved from its humble beginnings in the late 1960s, where marching bands and drill teams took center stage, to becoming the mega production we know today. It wasn't until the 1990s that the halftime show underwent a transformative shift, embracing pop culture and featuring A-list musical acts. The 2000s brought us unforgettable moments, with artists pushing the boundaries of creativity and entertainment. Over the years, the Super Bowl halftime show has become more than just a break in the game. It's a cultural phenomenon, a global stage for artists to showcase their talents and leave an indelible mark on the collective memory of millions. From wardrobe malfunctions to jaw-dropping surprises, each halftime show has its own unique story to tell, making it a must-watch event within the event. Now, armed with this rich history, I'm ready to unveil my top five Super Bowl halftime performances from the past 12 years, moments that have defined eras, set trends, and left an everlasting imprint on the intersection of sports and music. Before I give you my top Super Bowl halftime performances, let me clarify, my selections are all about personal preference, pure entertainment, and the infectious energy that had me itching to join the party. So no backstage dramas or scandalous tales here. It's a celebration of the shows that sparked joy, made me sing along, and tempted me to unleash my inner dance floor diva. So, let's set aside any rumors, sip on the excitement, and get ready to relive the musical magic that had my living room transformed into the hottest spot in town. Buckle up for a ride through my favorite halftime spectacles that made me want to dance like no one was watching. All right, kicking off my list of top five halftime shows of the last 12 years, and believe me, there's no particular order here, is the jaw-dropping extravaganza at Super Bowl 56 in 2022 with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and a surprise appearance from 50 Cent. Now, I'll be honest, I don't normally find myself jamming to hip-hop and rap, but this performance had me loving every beat and dancing along like I was part of the crew. Let me paint you a picture of the Super Bowl 56 halftime show that turned my living room into the ultimate dance haven and why it's one of my favorites. Picture this. The set, an absolute urban wonderland that transported us from apartments to a store complex sprinkled with just the right dash of high-energy club vibes. I'm talking standing ovation-worthy creativity. The visual storytelling, next-level excitement, adding layers to an already star-studded lineup. And let's talk about the moves. They were nothing short of a spectacular, rhythmic journey that had me attempting dance moves I didn't even know existed in my body. But here's the real showstopper. Imagine 50 Cent hanging from the ceiling like the hip-hop superhero he is. Who needs a grand entrance when you can descend from the heavens, right? And then Eminem took the stage to a whole new stratosphere, rising like a lyrical phoenix as the set erupted, delivering Lose Yourself in a way that turned my living room into a full-blown arena. It was Eminem at his explosive best, and I was right there dancing along. But hold on, there's more. Dr. Dre, the maestro himself, graced us with a piano performance that was nothing short of beautiful. Mixing beats and tickling the ivories, he shattered musical boundaries right there on the Super Bowl stage. So there you have it, an urban masterpiece of a set, dance moves that left me breathless, 50 Cent defying gravity, Eminem's jaw-dropping entrance, and Dr. Dre serenading us with piano magic. Also, did I mention that Mary J. Blige and Snoop Dogg were also there, and they were both awesome? Super Bowl 56, you set the bar sky high, and my top five better buckle up because the halftime hype is reaching stratospheric levels. So let the excitement roar on. Now, buckle up for my next favorite as we revisit one of the most iconic halftime shows in Super Bowl history, Super Bowl 51, featuring none other than the sensational Lady Gaga. Super Bowl 51's halftime show with Lady Gaga was nothing short of a pop sensation, and I'm bursting with excitement to share why it's one of my favorites. Lady Gaga, one of my all-time favorite singers, didn't just kick off the show, she catapulted it to stratospheric heights. Picture this, singing God Bless America and This Land Is Your Land from what felt like the musical heavens. My excitement skyrocketed into the pop atmosphere. But wait, there's more. Gaga, the ultimate musical superhero, defied gravity, landing on a platform to belt out Edge of Glory, sending shivers down my spine. And the choreography? Pure magic, as expected, with futuristic vibes transforming the stage into a glimpse of the pop-fueled future. Hold on tight, because Gaga, the ultimate multitasker, rocked various instruments, adding extra flair to an already dazzling performance. And then, the tearjerker moment, a heartfelt shout-out to her mom and dad during A Million Reasons had me reaching for tissues. And during that performance, the crowd was lit up like a constellation of stars, matching the brilliance on stage. Now, on to my favorite part, the choreographed masterpiece that is Bad Romance. Dancers and Gaga wearing football-inspired costumes. And with this song's connection to my beloved musical Moulin Rouge, I couldn't resist dancing along. Gaga wrapped up the show like the rock star she is, dropping the mic into the crowd, catching a football, and vanishing into the night. It was a glitter-filled, high-flying spectacle, an absolute awesome sauce that solidified Super Bowl 51's halftime show as one of my all-time favorites. But hold on to your seats because we've got three more mind-blowing shows to dive into. All right, let's talk about my third pick, the halftime extravaganza at Super Bowl 49 with Katy Perry. It was like a candy-colored explosion collided with a rock and roll thunderstorm. And I need to spill the beans on why Katy Perry's halftime extravaganza had me up on my feet like a one-person dance party. As a proud card-carrying member of the Katy Perry fan club, I was already floating on cloud nine before the show even started. Imagine this. Katy making her grand entrance on a colossal golden lion. And there I am, sitting in absolute awe, wondering if I've accidentally stumbled into a pop-fueled dream. The costumes? They were straight out of fashion dreams, with the flame dress stealing the spotlight from the get-go. That was my favorite dress, until the end. The set? Cooler than the North Pole. Visuals that could rival a trip through a psychedelic kaleidoscope. And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, out struts Lenny Kravitz, turning up the heat with a sultry rendition of I Kissed a Girl. It was sexy, it was steamy, and I was cheering like I'd just landed at a rock and roll revival. The performance of Teenage Dream and California Girls transported me to a tropical paradise that wouldn't look out of place in a cartoon. There were palm trees, sun, and a sprinkle of Katy Perry magic, all included. Did I mention the beloved left shark? That adorable dance move maestro stole the show with moves so quirky, I had to rewind just to make sure it wasn't a dance-off with reality. And then, enter Missy Elliott, bringing her A-game and reminding us all why she's a hip-hop legend. It was a mic drop moment within a mic drop moment. Pure musical genius. Now, brace yourselves for the finale, one of my absolute favorite Katy Perry songs, Firework. The performance was a visual feast, with Katy soaring into the air on a star shooting fire, surrounded by a symphony of fireworks. It was like a pop fairy tale come to life in that dress she wore during this magical moment. Absolutely breathtaking. This, my friends, was not just a halftime show. It was a dance-inducing, jaw-dropping, heartwarming spectacle that ended with a bang. Or should I say, firework. And that, my fellow music lovers, is how you shut down a halftime show. Welcome to another edition of my interesting and slightly amusing fact of the week. Picture this, Super Bowl 49 in 2015, where Katy Perry's halftime show was stealing the spotlight. But hold on, it wasn't Katy who stole the show, it was the infamous left shark that boogied into our hearts. This unsuspecting backup dancer, wearing a shark costume on the left side of the stage, decided to freestyle its dance moves. The result? A viral sensation that had the internet in stitches. Left Shark's dance moves were a perfect blend of what's going on, and I'm here for a good time. The internet, being the internet, swiftly dubbed our aquatic friend Left Shark, turning it into a pop culture phenomenon faster than you can say dancing fish. So the next time you find yourself doing the cha-cha at a wedding, channel your inner Left Shark and dance like nobody's watching. And now, back to our episode. Welcome back, everyone. Now, let's shimmy our way to Super Bowl 54, where Shakira and Jennifer Lopez unleashed a Latin-flavored hurricane of music, dance, and sheer diva power. It was a halftime show that set the stage on fire, literally. Let me spill the beans on why Super Bowl 54's halftime show is etched in my memory like a dance party of epic proportions. And let me tell you, it's all about the dazzling Shakira for me. From the very first note, her Latin fiesta had me grooving in my living room like there was no tomorrow. I mean, Shakira practically redefined halftime with her unmatched dancing and performing prowess. The set was like a visual feast on steroids, and the fireworks exploding like confetti at a New Year's Eve bash. Pure magic. And here's the kicker. Shakira played a bedazzled guitar, adding a touch of rock star coolness that sent my excitement levels through the roof. As a Latin dance enthusiast, each hit had me singing and dancing along like I had a VIP pass to the hottest party in town. Oh, and did I mention she decided to crowd surf during her performance? Talk about taking it to a whole new level of awesome. Then, just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, in struts Jennifer Lopez, bringing her own brand of spectacular. Pole dancing? Check. Mind-blowing talent? Double check. But let's be real. It was Shakira who stole the spotlight for me. The grand finale, with Shakira and Jennifer teaming up, singing in perfect harmony, and delivering a choreography that left me jaw-dropped, I'm still recovering from the musical high. Super Bowl 54's halftime show, led by the sensational Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, is not just a memory, it's a musical masterpiece that I can't stop gushing about. I mean, who wouldn't be excited about the queen of Latin pop turning the halftime stage into her very own dance extravaganza? It's the kind of performance that makes you fall in love with music all over again. At least for me it was. Super Bowl 54's halftime show was a dance-off, a spectacle, and a fiesta all rolled into one. A performance that left me screaming, "Let's get loud!" And now, my friends, we've reached the grand finale of this halftime show journey, Super Bowl 47 with the one and only Beyoncé. Buckle up, because this wasn't just a show, it was a spectacle of epic proportions. Beyoncé, with her unmatched stage presence, had the entire stadium in her grasp from the very first beat. Now, let me tell you why it's one of my top favorite Super Bowl performances. Beyoncé, the ultimate queen of the stage, never disappoints, and her halftime show was nothing short of a spectacular Beyoncé extravaganza. She kicks off with a powerhouse performance, flames shooting up behind her like fireworks on steroids. It wasn't just an opening, it was a grand entrance that screamed, "Bow down, people." Now, here's where it gets even cooler. An all-female ensemble of musicians making magic happen. The choreography was so mind-blowing, it had me attempting moves in my living room like I was auditioning for the world's most exclusive dance-off. And let's not forget the guitarist, who decided to turn her instrument into a fire-breathing dragon. Talk about a rock star move. But hold on to your dance shoes, because Destiny had a reunion in store. Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams rising up from the stage. Cue the screams of joy and the audience losing their collective minds. Destiny's Child was back, and they delivered a medley of Bootylicious and Independent Woman Part 1 that had me jumping for joy like I had just won the dance lottery. And guess what? They even joined forces for Single Ladies, my go-to dance anthem. Now, I might not have nailed all the moves, but who cares when you're having a blast watching the ultimate girl power trio do their thing? And if that wasn't enough, Queen Bey wraps it all up with Halo, sending chills down my spine with the sheer power and beauty of her voice. It's not just a closing, it's a musical mic drop that cements this performance as one of my all-time favorites, not just in the last 12 years, but in the entire Super Bowl halftime show history. Super Bowl 47 went out with a bang, proving that when Queen Bey decides to shut it down, she does it with unparalleled flair. I know I said there's no official ranking, but if I had to spill the beans on my absolute top picks, it's a dazzling dance party double whammy. Super Bowl 47 with Beyoncé, and the Latin-fueled spectacle at Super Bowl 54 with Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. These two phenomenal performances stole the show with the most infectious choreography that practically turned my living room into a euphoric dance stage. I can't help but hit the replay button at least 5 times for each, maybe more. They're just too darn fun. What can I say? It's no coincidence that my top favorites happen to be some of my favorite singers, and the only surprise in the mix was the Super Bowl halftime show with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. I'm not typically into hip-hop and rap, but that show had me grooving like I was part of the crew. You know, picking just 5 from the last 12 years was like choosing a favorite pizza topping? Near impossible. But reliving these iconic moments? Pure, unadulterated joy. You know, I might have gone a bit overboard and watched more halftime shows than I'd like to admit. And now, I'm on a mission to binge watch every single one of them. What are your top Super Bowl halftime shows? I'm all ears and ready to add more dance-worthy moments to my playlist. This episode has been a wild ride, and diving into songs, artists, and performances is what makes this podcast journey so darn enjoyable for me. As we close the curtain on this episode, let's spice things up with some show-stopping Super Bowl halftime show facts that I found in my research. Rihanna, stealing the spotlight in Super Bowl 57, boasting a whopping 121 million viewers, the most watched halftime show in history. But wait, the real YouTube sensation? Shakira and Jennifer Lopez in Super Bowl 54, breaking the internet with an eye-popping 295 million views. And because of my five, it's now 300 million views. Because I've watched it five or six times. According to the virtual applause meter, yes, that's a thing, TicketSource dubbed this fiesta the world's most popular halftime show. No wonder that was one of my favorites. Fast forward to Super Bowl 56, where Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar didn't just drop beats, they also bagged the first ever Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Variety Special. And the drama queen of them all, Lady Gaga in Super Bowl 51, the most Emmy-nominated halftime show ever, snatching one shiny trophy out of six nominations. These halftime shenanigans prove that Super Bowl performances aren't just about football. They're a global spectacle that'll make your jaw drop and your heart race. And there you have it, halftime aficionados and music enthusiasts. We've danced through the decades, reveled in the beats, and relived the magic of Super Bowl halftime extravaganzas. From the hip-hop fiesta of Super Bowl 56 to Lady Gaga's gravity-defying spectacle at Super Bowl 51 and the candy-colored explosion of Super Bowl 49 with Katy Perry, we've explored it all. But the party doesn't stop here. Join me next week for another episode of The Music and Me, where we'll dive into more musical wonders, explore new genres, and maybe even uncover some hidden halftime gems. So hit that subscribe button, share the podcast with your friends, and let's turn this musical journey into a halftime haven for all. Remember, good vibes are meant to be shared, so spread the word like confetti. Until then, keep the music in your heart, and I'll catch you next week for another round of music happiness. Stay tuned, stay groovy, and keep the beat alive. Peace out, everybody.
This has been the Music in Me podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss a beat.